minds, please, to the scripture lesson that was read from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. How many of you have ever used any four-letter words? Don't raise your hands. Don't raise your hands. But have you ever used a four-letter word? This evening, I want to emphasize that in the process of bringing up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that there are some four-letter words that we need to teach them the significance of. Some four-letter words to teach our children. Some four-letter words to teach our children. I asked just a moment ago how many of you have ever used some four-letter words. And of course, you know what I mean when I refer to and when you usually hear, man, she used some four-letter words today. We know that's not complimentary. Usually, when people talk about using four-letter words, they're talking about using profane words. They're talking about using curse words. They're talking about using unwholesome, inappropriate words. And we don't want our children to pick up and start using those spicy kinds of four-letter words. I know a young lady, bless her heart, when she was just a little girl. She's not that old now, but when she was like 2 or 3, she started using, she shall remain nameless, so as to protect the guilty. But she was a little lady, and I don't think most of y'all don't know her. But she would use some spicy four-letter words. Now, I don't know where she got them from. I don't know if she'd heard her mama and dad inadvertently use some of these words. I don't know if she heard some of her little classmates at school use some of these words. I don't know if she heard her aunts or uncles use some of these words. I don't know if she heard some folks at church use some of these words. She got them from somewhere. Somebody had taught that little girl to use that kind of language, to employ those kinds of words, those four-letter words that folks ought not to use. Now, I have no doubt that she didn't fully recognize the significance of the words that she was using. But she had heard other folks use them. And she had pretty well keyed into the context in which they were used. Sometimes they were used when they were frustrated. Sometimes they were used when they were angry. Sometimes they might have been used when they were in a jovial and playful mood. But she did not fully comprehend what those words meant. And of course, we know that as people of God, there are certain words we should not use. There's a certain kind of language that we should not employ as people who are striving to serve God and to reflect the image of Christ. Now in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, Paul says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." That automatically preempts any inappropriate four-letter words. On the contrary, in contrast, he says, "But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." There are four-letter words that should be avoided like the plague. But then there's some four-letter words that we need to teach our children. And not just to say those words, but to embody the value and the significance and the meaning of those words in their lives. There's some four-letter words we need to demonstrate and illustrate in our lives. And I think that there are definitely some four-letter words that are vitally important and that absolutely are required that we teach our children if they are to live meaningful, purposeful, upright, godly lives in this present world so as to one day make heaven their home. I see Sister Barbara Kuhl in the audience. How's that grandson, sister? Now, I wonder why he's wonderful. She said, "He's wonderful because he's mine." But now you'll have a chance to spend a lot of time with him, Barbara, and I'm sure you'll have a chance to teach him and to train him and help bring him up. I know he ain't your child, but he's your grandchild, and I know you're just swelling with pride right now. But there are some four-letter words that I want you to teach that little rascal. And it won't be long before he's talking. And he's going to be saying more than mama and dada and whatever. What is he going to be calling you? She's embarrassed. But he's going to be saying more than those. And we want him to learn some positive, meaningful, purposeful, significant four-letter words. Let me just share a few four-letter words that we need to teach our children and our grandchildren. The first one we need to teach our children and our grandchildren, the first four-letter word, H-E-A-R, hear, like listen. We need to teach our children the four-letter word hear. Because they need to learn to listen. They need to learn to pay attention to especially their parents. Look in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. A wise man will hear. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Verse number 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, verse number 8, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear. We need to all teach our children to hear, to listen. James makes this very clear over in James chapter 1 and verse 19, and we often refer to this. Some of us are slow learners. You know, some of us hadn't learned this lesson too well quite yet, Clifford. But James says in James chapter 1 and verse number 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Let every man be swift to hear. You know, so many of us don't hear very well. And it's not because there's a hearing loss or a hearing deficiency or something wrong with the hearing mechanism, but some people just do a whole lot more talking than they do listening. And so we need to teach our children, now honey, I want you to hear this. I want you to listen to mama now. I want you to listen to what I have to say. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. So you're going to use words sooner or later, but don't just learn to pop off at the mouth. You know, be slow to speak and slow to wrath. But the first thing he needs to learn is the importance of hearing, the importance of listening. That's a four-letter word we need to teach our children. Turn to Deuteronomy, please. Chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I want you to pay close attention to something in this particular passage. Starting with verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting with verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Then verse number 3, hear therefore, O Israel, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. So he's saying, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign between upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. But we have to hear what